AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The search continues for a TV host's missing mother. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
Authorities believe Savannah Guthrie's mother was taken against her will. Law enforcement say that they believe the 84-year-old mother of the Today Show host was kidnapped, abducted, or otherwise taken against her will. Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos said at a news conference Monday that it's imperative Nancy Guthrie is found soon because she could die without her medication.
So we make a plea to anyone who knows anything about this, who has seen something, heard something, to contact us. Call 911.
Guthrie was last seen around 9:30 p.m. Saturday at her home in the Tucson, Arizona area, where she lived alone. Guthrie had limited mobility, and officials don't believe she left on her own. The sheriff says Guthrie was of sound mind, and her disappearance was not dementia-related. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from ending temporary protected status for Haitians in the U.S., Without that protection, about 350,000 Haitians could face deportation to Haiti. Prosecutors in Paris raided the offices of Elon Musk's social media platform X as part of a preliminary investigation into a range of alleged offenses, including spreading child sexual abuse images and deepfakes. The investigation was opened in January last year by the prosecutor's cybercrime unit. The son of Norway's crown princess pleaded not guilty to rape charges today as his trial began for multiple alleged offenses. Today marked the first of several weeks of proceedings in a case that has cast a shadow on the royal family's image. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. An internal document shows the Vietnamese military is preparing for a possible American war.
The document, reported on Tuesday, highlights Vietnam's fear of a U.S.-backed uprising, similar to past color revolutions, viewing the U.S. as a belligerent power. Despite a 2023 strategic partnership with the U.S. under the Biden administration, Vietnam remains wary of American influence. Analysts say the military's concerns reflect deep-seated fears of external threats to the communist regime. The U.S. State Department has emphasized the partnership's benefits, while experts note Vietnam's balancing act between U.S. and Chinese relations. China is Vietnam's largest two-way trade partner, while the U.S. is its largest export market. The document also underscores ongoing tensions within Vietnam's leadership. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.